Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that this is a prove it Sunday, which I think kind of leads us into our next topic, because Lamar is certainly in the prove it. Like, we talked about this yesterday. No one will believe it with Lamar until you do it in the postseason. He could throw for 60 touchdown passes this year. There will always be the yeah, do it in January. That is just the nature of the position in which he plays. So Lamar is certainly in a prove it. You got to go out there and do it. The Chiefs are in a prove it, you know? Are you still that championship level team? Now, I understand why people in Kansas City are, I don't want to say putting asterisks by it, but I think there is a belief in Kansas City. The Chiefs aren't fully healthy right now. You can catch us right now. When we get healthy in the second half of the season, we are still going to be the best team in the AFC. And you certainly have earned that by being the best team in the AFC in 5 of the last 6 seasons. If you look outside of that, and I think more specifically now talking about college football, man, this seems like a prove-it weekend for a handful of teams right now in college football. When you look at Ole Miss, I think is, they have been the southern version of Missouri for the last 3 years. Missouri has been a very, very good program under Eli Drinkwitz. But there has kind of been that, well, when you play the upper echelon teams in the SEC, that is where Missouri has typically run into trouble. That's the problem that a lot of teams run into. Ole Miss has kind of been in that exact same boat. They've been that team that can win 9 or 10 games, kind of knock on the door of the college football playoff, or be considered like they're one of those teams, and then they usually lose a game they're not supposed to, and that ends up derailing them. Last year for Ole Miss, they lost at home to Kentucky. They had a first-round pick quarterback. They're at home. They scored 17 points against Kentucky. That is the reason why Ole Miss didn't make the postseason. Fast forward to this year, Rob. You got a home game against a top-5 team in college football. If Ole Miss wins this, they are probably ranked in the top 10. They're ranked 13 right now. They're for sure ranked in the top 10. You are always going to get the benefit of the doubt if you play in the SEC. You will have one of the best wins so far in the college football season. And we've now proven you can lose 2 games and still make the college football playoff. So if you were telling me that you can rack up a win like home against LSU, you got 3 road games left between Georgia, Oklahoma, and Mississippi State. If you can go 2-1 in those 3 games, you have to think that that Ole Miss is going to make the college football playoff. So to me, this is a prove it. Ole Miss, can you take this step from being a 9-win, maybe a 10-win team? Can you take that next step to being an 11-win team and locking yourself up a chance to make the college football playoff? It feels like that's a stake for them this weekend against LSU.
I feel like, and you know, prove it's a good way to say it, it's a perception changing weekend. And we're saying the same thing. It's semantics, but you'll get my point. The same way we just talked about Lamar and how the text line is full of, well, Lamar's not that good, he can't break through. That's how people feel about Ole Miss. I said earlier in the show we were talking about Ole Miss, Circle of Trust. I have them outside the Circle of Trust because they lose this game. They've always lost this game. Lane Kiffin gets this moment because he's a good coach and a good recruiter, and he gets his team to this moment every year, and they fall short. They've lost to Bama at home. They've lost to LSU at home in the past. You mentioned last year at Kentucky. They've lost to Alabama on the road. Like, they lose this game a lot. If they want to be one of those teams that goes from, you know, feisty 9-3 every year in the SEC, and you don't want to play them, but you can probably get them in the biggest moments, you have to win this weekend if you're Ole Miss. I also think the same thing about Lamar. I kind of think the same thing about the Chiefs. Like, the perception is the Chiefs are down. If you want to tell people, well, the Chiefs are the Chiefs still, this is a good weekend to go out and get a win. Like, perception, prove it, whatever term you want to use. This is a big weekend in football for the people we've always kind of looked down on as like the, hey, you're tier B in your sport. You have a chance to break through and get into tier A with a statement on this weekend.
Yeah, it kind of goes along with what I think has kind of emerged as a theme this week is no one believes you can do it until you do it. No one believes that Penn State can be one of those kind of programs until they prove it on the field against a team like Oregon. Everyone believes that Lamar can't step up in the postseason until you do it. Like, there is a really, really thin line between skepticism and then belief. It is usually you just simply walking through the door. If Ole Miss wins on Saturday, you have to discuss them as a team that can make the college football playoff. They have gone from a team that's kind of on the outskirts to a team that I would say they control their own destiny as a team that can make the college football playoff. So you got to take them seriously in that regards. And for the most part, I think they avoid a lot of the real difficult pitfalls that you are going to get in the college football season. And if you were telling me a game like Oklahoma, you were supposed to go on the road and play a top 10 team with their Heisman finalist quarterback. Now that player is removed from the game. It just changes the math of where you could potentially be. Let's now move on to Penn State. They just never win this game. James Franklin is 3-17 against teams that are ranked in the top 10. They are 1-12 against teams that are ranked in the top 5. The one win that they got came in 2016 for Penn State in these matchups. They never win these games. Oregon, for the most part, they're pretty competitive in these games, and they win these games. Goes along with the Prove It Saturday. Penn State, if you want people to stop saying you can't win these games, well, then eventually you got to figure out a way to win these games. And if in back-to-back seasons you lose at home to Ohio State the way that you did last year, and then you lose a home game at night to Oregon, who is traveling cross-country with a sophomore quarterback, a lot of the doubt that people have about Penn State, it will just only continue. You eventually got to prove it on the field.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I think, to your prove it point, I think Ole Miss and Penn State are in very different prove it categories. To your point, I don't know that this weekend is a prove it for Penn State for me. Let's say they win. Do you think the perception around Penn State heading into the playoffs is going to be different because they beat Oregon? And maybe I'm just, you know, nitpicking and being unfair and I'm, you know, moving the goalposts, whatever term you want to use. But I think Penn State's in a very different category than the other teams because I think even if Penn State wins against Oregon, which I'm predicting they will, do you think come Thanksgiving time, the week after Thanksgiving, when it's college football playoff time, we're getting ready for the first round, and they're in the Fiesta Bowl or whatever in the second round, and they're taking on, I don't know, Tennessee. Do you think people are going to say, hey, remember when they beat Oregon? They've bucked the trend. They're a team now that you can trust in these AP top five games. You know, Penn State has changed everything. Or do you think Penn State has to wait until there's a postseason on the line for them to prove it? Because I don't know that week five or whatever, week four, whatever it is in college football at home against Oregon is that sort of prove it moment for them because they fall short in the bigger moments.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would kind of start to change my opinion about them. I mean, I guess the problem right now with them is they just lose all of those games. They lose those games at home. They also lose them in January. Like, there's just really no track record of doing that. Now, this season, they got three of those games. They play Oregon on Saturday. They play Ohio State in November. They also play Indiana at home in November as well. So in terms of checking the boxes on is Penn State one of those kind of caliber teams, I mean, they play three of those teams over the next 7 weeks in college football. So I think we'll get our answer of where they are. I don't think that this Alabama thing is going to work with Kalen DeBoer. Maybe I am completely overreacting to what we have seen so far, and you just need more time to get things going. It just doesn't feel how it's supposed to feel right now with Alabama. It feels like in the now NIL transfer portal that the talent has kind of dispersed out a little bit, and Alabama's kind of lagging behind. I'm used to Alabama just having far more talent than everybody else. That's not really the case. We've seen some of the iconic pictures where they show their running back room. And it's like, wait, they had four future NFL running backs on their team, or their wide receiver room, or all five of their offensive linemen get drafted on day one and day two. I don't think they have that level of talent anymore. They obviously don't have that level of coaching anymore. And seeing them get pushed around by Florida State the way that I saw them get pushed around in week one, it has completely soured me on the Alabama experience. I think that Kalen DeBoer is a phenomenal head coach. He just might not be a phenomenal head coach for Alabama. I think you've got to have a certain resolve. I think you've got to understand how to recruit in the South. I'm just not sure if he has all of those things. So this is one of those games to me. If you want to prove somebody like me wrong, go on the road against Georgia, a national championship contending team, and go win in Georgia and put yourself back into the conversation. Because if Alabama loses this game, I don't know how you think they're making the college football playoff when you look at their road games that they have left and what they would need to do. They go on the road and play Missouri. If you're Alabama, they go on the road and play Tennessee this year. Like, I'm just looking at Alabama's schedule. I just don't know how you find a pathway for them to the playoff if they lose on Saturday to Georgia.
Let me ask you a question about Kalen DeBoer and Alabama. Let's say he loses and he finishes 8-4, 9-3 this year. All right. He can lose to Missouri. He goes 9-3, whatever. And they fire him because he's all the things you said. Is Alabama going to find a better coach than Kalen DeBoer? Because they had their pick of the litter when Nick Saban retired. Let's be honest. That was the premier job in college football. They struck out with Dan Lanning, who stayed at Oregon. They struck out with Kirby Smart, who stayed at Georgia. They struck out with Dabo, which is hilarious in hindsight. He stayed at Clemson. They hired the guy who was in the national championship game at Washington. They hired Kalen DeBoer. It was, at the time, considered a coup of a hire. If you run him out of town because he just doesn't fit at Bama for whatever reason, and he isn't having the same success, is Bama still a destination job? Like, I think this is a really fascinating weekend for both the program and the coach, because if the coach wins, it doesn't matter. He's going to stay there. He might build a program. If he loses and all those things happen that you laid out and he gets run and we get a Bama coaching search, I think Bama fans might be in for a harsh reality about what their program is.
Yeah, I disagree. I just think what happened with DeBoer, and I get why they hired him. He was probably the best on paper candidate that was out there. Washington was playing at a national level. You struck out with some people who maybe made a cultural fit for you, and then you go get the candidate that's the best on the board. But now just looking at it, I mean, Kalen DeBoer, he was born in South Dakota. He didn't play college football in the South. He never coached in the South until he started at Alabama. So I just think how you win at Washington and how you win at Fresno State is just drastically different than how you win at Alabama. I really think he struggled to adjust to all of those things, and I think you are seeing all of that play itself out. So I still think that Alabama is one of those marquee jobs. I still think it's one of those dream jobs. I do think what potentially happened is they kind of tried to chase the name, maybe not the best fit for you. I mean, Ryan Day wasn't a big name. You ended up getting him. Marcus Freeman wasn't a big name at Notre Dame when you lost Brian Kelly, but you got somebody that knows the system, knows the area, knows what it recruit what it means to recruit at that part of the country. That's what I think Alabama needs to get back to. Kirby Smart just made a lot of sense. I know the SEC, you're going to take me to a place where I just got to recruit Atlanta. If I can recruit Atlanta really well and you're going to give me the NIL and all those things, we can do a really, really good job. I think that's a major reason why he's had so much success.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.